pretend to greet. Hear these words and have faith. Oh, have faith. They live in you.
10 minutes after 1 o'clock, it's a Friday, the 15th of April, and a beautiful day indeed in Johannesburg. Well, from what I heard, there was going to be an overnight, we're going to really freeze last night. And this morning, but it wasn't that way, was it? Well, yeah, we look forward to this weather staying like this. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, and so thanks to Father Emil Blazer, our director here at Radio Veritas, for celebrating Mass for us today. And tomorrow you'll get the Portuguese Mass between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. And our English Mass on Sundays is between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. And during the week, English Mass again between 12 and 1. And of course, you're welcome to send your intentions via SMS 41809. Or you can call them in, speak to Charles, 011-663-4700. Or when Shayla takes calls between between 12 and 12:30 every day at 011-452-7115. And so this is the birthday hour, and maybe you know anybody celebrating today on the 15th of April. You have to let me know about them. I will take your call, write their names down, write their telephone numbers, and call them live on the radio. Call me, 011-452-7115, or send me an SMS, 41809. And Radio Veritas, it is 1:15 is the time, and you're listening to Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. And Maria da Costa, of course, celebrated her anniversary yesterday. And she was quite excited. Hello, Maria. And she says, hi, Kanya. Hope you're all good. Please play Spirit of the Living God for me. So, you know, Maria, anytime we do it for you. Hi, Eunice.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm great, thank you. Does Eunice mean anything?
It does mean my name.
Okay, let's rephrase. What does your name, Eunice, mean?
I don't even know who I'm speaking to.
And does that matter? Because all we want to know is what does Eunice mean. That's all we need to know.
You want to know what does Eunice mean?
And no, we don't want to know. We need to know.
You need to know.
Yes.
You caught me off guard.
Okay.
I forgot what does Eunice mean.
Oh, okay.
I know, but I forgot.
Oh, okay. Okay, Eunice, that's fine. Because I happen to know you're turning 25 today.
Yes, I'm turning 25 today.
What I don't know, though, is where you live.
I live in Dampinarville.
In Dampinarville?
In Krugersdorp.
Oh, in Krugersdorp. Oh, okay.
Yes.
For how long now?
Only 93 years.
Only 93 years.
Mighty.
Yes.
I
was so confused. And Eunice, tell me something.
Yes.
Where do you
yes.
go to church?
In Kagiso.
Oh, Our Lady of Peace or Our Lady of Africa?
Our Lady of Peace.
Peace. Oh, okay. And I have a message here. It says, Eunice Zali celebrates her birthday today. We appreciate her being, and may God bless you abundantly, Eunice. And apparently, I also need to say to you, happy birthday, dear Eunice.
Oh, that's so sweet. I think I know I'm speaking to somebody from Veritas, Radio Veritas.
And that's what you think, ne?
Yes. Actually, not what I think. I know I'm speaking from somebody from Radio Veritas.
And you live on the radio, yes.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
So, who told me about you?
It can only be Mr. Lakaje, Gift Lakaje.
Gift Lakaje.
If it's not him, then that's a big surprise.
Then it's a big surprise.
Yes.
Well, this might be a big surprise because this comes from Kutlwano.
You know, he's been on my case the whole day. She's finding me after every 3 hours because I'm turning 43. So she said, after every 3 hours, he'll be phoning me. Now, this is a big one.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means a world to me. I love that girl, eh?
And she said, I must say to you, happy birthday, dear Eunice.
Thank you. You made my day. thank you so much.
And so now let's see. When I say hip hip, you say? So I think we just have to play your song. Which is your song today?
My song is Ke Tshepile Ho Wena.
Why?
Because ke tshepile ho yena.
Mang. We'll definitely do that one for you. And so just because we can, we say again, hip hip, and you say... Have a great day, Sis Eunice.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Margaret.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm not seeing you.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Okay, thank you.
You are 25, are you?
Who am I talking to? Who am I speaking to?
This is Khanya.
Oh, you are phoning from Radio Veritas.
I am.
And my friend Anne Moodley has spoken to you.
You think Anne spoke to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I right?
If it's not N, who could it be?
Gosh, now I don't know.
Now,
I entered it last year. I don't know.
I know. I'm not saying it's not N, but I'm saying if it's not N, who else could it be?
I know. I'm with you, but I don't know. I'm trying to think who else could have called Radio Veritas. Could it have been Amanda?
Amanda? Okay, let me just read the message. It says, Margaret, may your birthday bring you as much happiness as you give to everyone who knows you.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
And it says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Psalm 118:24, may your day be blessed beyond measure. May you are one amazing woman and we love you.
Wow. And who is that all from?
Well, this is from the Blessed Sacrament Malvern Parish Soup Kitchen Ladies.
Oh, lovely. Well, you see, Amanda is one of the Soup Kitchen Ladies. I thought, okay,
yes.
There we go. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tanya.
So it's from all of them, Sharon, Amanda, Tuli, Emilia, and Leanne.
Yeah.
And we, of course, from Anne, we want to say to you.
Wonderful.
Happy birthday, dear Margaret. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Kanye. That's lovely. Thank you so much. I'm really impressed. I'm really pleased. Yeah.
What do you want to say?
I'm really blessed to have such good friends. Yeah.
Nice. And what do you want to say to them?
I want to say, love you lots, guys. See you on Thursday Soup Kitchen.
What soup are you making this Thursday?
No, we call it a soup kitchen, but they actually get a cooked meal.
Oh, okay, so the whole...
Okay, so it can be more like a stew.
Yes. Oh, nice. And Margaret, what song do I play you today on your birthday?
Sorry?
What song do I play you today on your birthday?
Ooh, I'll leave that up to you. You know what you've got there close at hand. You, anything you like, anything you choose will be welcome.
Okay, so I think I've found something, definitely. And I hope you're going to enjoy it.
Have you got anything Irish there, Tanya?
Well, it is Irish, actually.
There we go, because I am Irish. I'm sure you've gathered that from the accent.
I have, yes.
Okay, and okie dokie.
So, let's see, we say again, hip hip, and you say?
Hooray!
Hooray! Thank you. especially for Margaret, Blessed Sacrament Parish in Malvern.
Jesus said to him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe."
And by the way, Eunice, your name, Eunice, means victory. I suppose your other name then could be Victoria. Have a great one and happy birthday to you. Meta Ndimaseko celebrates her birthday today also. Not today, but tomorrow. Hello, Metandi, and have a great day tomorrow. I hope it's going to be really great tomorrow. As you celebrate, I really, really hope that's how it's going to be. Well, let's make a call and let's see how this is going to pan out as we call more people that are celebrating their birthdays today. Just to remind you that today was the day that insulin was discovered many years ago and really saving lots of lives of diabetics around the world. Okay, so we're going to have to keep trying. It's 34 minutes after 1 here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. Who's celebrating a birthday today? Let me know all about them, and I will call them live on the radio and find out how they are celebrating. If you're going to World Youth Day, I hope you have practiced the World Youth Day song. If you haven't, here it is. And the lines are still open, 011-452-7115, for any birthday wishes for today, the 15th of April.
Spirit.
Blessed Are the Merciful, and that's World Youth Day song for 2016. Ndate Khatebe.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great, thank you. 3 days ago, I think, you celebrated your birthday.
Yes, it was my birthday. May I ask who am I talking to?
Why is that important, Ndate Khatebe?
Excuse me?
Why is that important?
Okay, I see. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
So do you think you know what's going on?
No, I thought it was this Nigerian scam.
Hey, Batung. It's called the 419 scam. It's okay.
I'm scared of those people.
So, Ndate Khatebe, how many years are we celebrating of your life?
So I turned 19.
19?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure. How come, you know, am I not sure?
Okay, that's fine, because I wasn't told that you were 19.
How old am I?
Well, I wasn't told, but 19 wasn't the age mentioned either.
Yeah, I am 19 this year.
Uh-huh, and where do you stay?
I live in Rockville.
In Rockville, Soweto?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you do, Lindo Gushe?
I finished school last year, so I had to go register at school. I registered late this year.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't get any space. I'm going to register on October.
October, so you have to make it early this year. Where are you registering?
Excuse me?
Where are you going to be registering?
I'm going to be registering in Southwest Gauteng College in Roodepoort.
In Roodepoort, yes. And what course?
Hospitality.
Oh, nice. So I assume you can cook and do all that.
Yes, I can cook. I'm a very good chef.
Oh, okay. And your best dish is what? What's your best dish?
My best dish?
Yes.
Chicken al-akin.
Ah, okay. What's the difference between chicken a la king and normal chicken?
Normal chicken. Chicken a la king has its own taste, and the normal chicken has its own taste.
Oh, okay.
So every time when you cook chicken a la king, and when you cook a normal dish of chicken, take about 15 minutes to 30 minutes.
I see. Okay. Well, Lindo Gushe, I have a message for you, and it says, I must say to you, happy birthday, dear Lindo Gushe.
Thank you. Who is it from?
Well, this is from Radio Veritas, and you live on the radio, actually, as we speak.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you very much. Who sent you this message?
Well, this message came from... Do you have any idea who it might be from, actually?
My mom.
Your mom's name is?
Gwendolyn Khatebe.
Okay, if it's not your mom?
If it's not my mom, it's my brother...
Okay, if it's not him?
I think I know who it is. It's my granny.
Your granny's name is?
Kukimtselu.
It is Kukimtselu.
Oh, yeah.
And you share the day with her as well.
You.
And she said, when I say to you today, hip hip, you will say...
Hooray!
Yeah. Let's try again. We say, hip hip, and you say,
hooray!
So, you have a great day, and I hope to speak to you soon when you do go through to Southwest College in Roodepoort when you register for that hospitality. And straight A's only. Akere Lindo?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That yes is very convincing.
Bye.
Have a good one. God bless that.
Okay, thank you.
Sharp. 43 minutes after 1 o'clock or 17 minutes to 2 o'clock is the time. And you're listening to Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And this is Soft Options. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what that one says. And this is Tembise. Hello, me Georgina.
Hello.
How are you, me?
Kibuale, man.
Ah, it's me Georgina. Kiputwa ya pile fela. I call them, me. Jaihana. Ke rate putso eo.
Okay, askiche. Le kae, papa?
Re teng le kae, hle, me. Hey, I'm Georgina. Happy birthday.
Kealeboga papa.
Hey, kana re tshwara le motse kae?
66.
O sure, Georgina?
I'm sure, definitely sure.
Ba itse 36 honna wa tsa.
Papa.
Ba itse 36 honna. So
ya tseba o ke mang a antsa o bolelela ntshetseng.
Ke mang?
Ke House Beatrice.
O mo tseba hantle. So o so tseba re ho etsagalang he Mme Georgina. So mpolelele he lemong tse 66 tse re leboha ntate Modimo ka eng fela?
Ae ke leboha Modimo le nna a ntsha mpeile. Ansa nko keletsa matsatsi a uphela. Papa.
Kana o dula Protea kere Soweto.
Protea Glen.
Kereke o kena kae?
Ha ke kene ntate.
O ba neng Georgina?
Hey. Ke mathata di tshelete ntate.
ke eng kerekeng ke hole na ka ha ona dikereke protetlene
tshwantse re ke palane
me tjotse na motsona le kereke na bo protetlene mo
ndate
blessed Isidore Bakanja e hona mo protetlene kereke ya Roma
iteng kereke ya Roma mariti sibakanyana le yona tshwantse ke palame
le yona tshwantse o palame
ei
ke a utlwisisa wa tseba mme Jotina ke na le message ona o reng ke re ho wena Happy birthday mme Jotina Happy birthday to you
Thank you papa ke a leboha hle
ho tshe ha ke re hip hip wena o tla re
ure
and then over to Rimfela who says Beatrice
ah ke ba tla re ke morata haholo ke na ausi wa ka o ke setseng le yena mo lefatsheng ke ausi ke mme ke everything
ao batho
batswadi ha ba saleyo rona ne re le bararo re le di-sisters o mogare o tsamaile so re setse re le babedi fela so ke mo rata haholo ke everything monna
a re ha ke re hip hip wena o tlo re
hure
ko bapa le pina feng me Jotina
Pina, wena o ratang ntate.
E binwang ke mang?
E ratuwang ke wena fela, o re binwa ke mang ona taba.
A ona taba.
Eh.
Okay, me ere re tla bona hala he hore ke feng e tlang. Wena o beletsa tsile monate fela jwalo.
Ke a leboa papa.
And then happy happy because we can re re hip hip wena o re
Ure!
O be letsatsi le monate mme.
Thank you papa lo wena o be letsatsi le monate.
Siyakhuleka kuwe Nkosi. Sithumayele Nkosi Yesu. Wowe ke lethemba lethu Nkosi.
Hey bathu ngisifiso ncwane bayede baba And today is the graduation day. Yampumi.
Zero, 1. At a tone, record your message. Then press hash or hang up.
Hi, Mpumi. This is Khanya calling you live on Radio Veritas. And I was hoping to speak to you and find out how you will be celebrating your graduation day. Of course, you're graduating today. And the message I have says, congratulations, Mpumi. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that unlocked the door to personal excellence. You did it, my girl, by grace. And thanks be to God. All the best and loads of love, Mama Pule and their family. So, yip, yip. Hooray. Congratulations, girl. Aw bayete, aw bathung sifiso ncwane. Ah, whatever. Nema bdelis. Hamme u aretsa tse retsa joang ba, he?
Moleke hape
ndai. Releke hape. Okay, Mama Butelis says we should try again, so we try again. 4 minutes to 2 on Radio Veritas.
Hello.
Hey, Metandi.
Askisi khentate wathi.
Otla luka Metandi.
Thank you.
Ho jwa mvela mme.
Ke tengo ka ntate.
Reading. So o tla be o tshwaratse ka Metandi.
Akho.
O tla bo tshwaratse kae?
Yo wena. Mashume aka.
Amaka le metso e leka. Kutlwa hantle.
60 yo.
Yo. Ha ho ka mogomongwa tse ba Metandi. Lare ka re khutsetsa na ko morao ha ho ka mogomong.
Hanyane fela. Fela nje.
So Metandi re bulela hanyane ka wena, obviously ra utlwa Metandi wa founa nominating all her grandchildren and so on. Metandi Maseko ke mang?
Metandi Maseko ke mme wa mofantsa o wa ko moya ko Thembisa. Ke mme ya ratang ditlogolo tsa hae ka tsela e makatsang le bana ba hae. Ke mme ya ratang Modimo a ke tsebe wa tseba ke rata Modimo ka tsela e nngwe le nna ga ke itlhalogane. O kile wa bona?
Eya, Metandi.
Ke dutse le bona re tshwere meeting ka mo.
Oh, he batho ga se kise re disturb meeting.
Ae, ga wa e disturb, ne se ntse ya mafelelong fela.
Oh, okay, Metandi.
Ke re a ke le mputseng bana ba ka gore gantentle go senyagala kae ga go etsala eng ka bane o thola o mong ha o rwa mo roma a etsa tsele o mong a etsang so a ke le mputeng bana ba mara ke ba rata go tse go di jwala
and metandi ke na le molaetsa for wena message o re I'd like to wish my sister in Christ, Tandi Maseko, a very happy and blessed birthday tomorrow. Eo, ke ipotsa re tla tseba re tswa ho mang message o.
Haibo. Go sem. Ke ka ha mang red.
Ke botsa wena metane.
Yo, give me a clue.
Le bitso le starta ka J.
Abo?
Ke le bitso la le starta ka J.
Catchy.
A.M.
Woo! Untomego Pinagi, yes.
Okay, Erero Tuesday. What's a Hujun Mulor?
Hujun Mulor! Oh my God! Thank you so much. Go re neke kupile mahadi hore a nkupele wena mfonele ke re ke tlo kupela ka ofela ba celebrate ngusani li emeritus Pope Benedict na ha ke tlo go na le motho o phone yo ya nya bona.
And then how I felt la mo umong message or please may you wish Tandi Maseko my inspiration, my mother, my gogo, my sister. Woo, the list is endless, it says.
I know.
A happy birthday for tomorrow. Iri, you are such a warm, caring and loving person, Metandi. May God continue to bless you, guide and protect you and give you long, long life because we need people like you to live long, if not forever.
Oh my God.
And
who can that be?
That's the question.
No, because any clue?
A clue to H.
H?
E.
To my head.
Eh? okay, Rick, I'll do that better. Nikki Helen, Le Temba, Nube.
My, oh my God! You can't fall out. No, but can't you all to turn around, Gaga?
And then I have a message of Monkey O.
From the friends of Radio Veritas that would like to wish you a happy, happy birthday.
Yo, thank you. Yo, also again, angna makama nyempele.
Utoba
like. Yes, angna makama.
Nake atiba rukari. Hariri hip hip, ukari.
Hooray! Yo, I am so happy.
Obe, let's atile monate tomorrow, Metandi. Kupaska bari dimari kuku, please.
Ke ka etsa jalo se ke bona abuti ke ka di email.
Ra leboa Metandi.
Ke ka di email.
Mahadi,
thank you so much.
On behalf of our friends of Radio Veritas, o tlo binela as well.
Wow. Wow. Let me put it on speaker. La bantana bandeza na me ngisile. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mom Tandi. Happy birthday to you.
Yip, yip. Riutile, Metandi, have a lovely day. God bless you.
In your news at 2, Mexican bishop warns priests against accepting dirty money and EFF leader says he loves South Africa more than his party. Good afternoon. A Mexican bishop has cautioned his priests against accepting tainted money in donations. Bishop Jose Raul Vera Lopez has told his priests that money must never be laundered, because the more you wash it, the more you dirty your conscience, saying this in reference to a collection taken up for the needs of elderly priests. He said that parish priests should be alert enough to know what their people can reasonably afford to give in donations, and therefore to be suspicious of gifts that are beyond what could rightly be expected. In light of the prevalence of organized crime and drug trafficking, the bishop said that the church should not accept dirty money and should decline gifts that cannot be explained. Cardinal John Onaiyekan, Archbishop of Abuja, said the Nigerian government has to carry out negotiations sooner or later to secure the release of over 200 schoolgirls who were kidnapped in the town of Chibok by Boko Haram militants in 2014. His remarks came in the wake of the release of a video by Boko Haram purporting to show 15 of the kidnapped schoolgirls. He revealed that there is widespread embarrassment among Nigerians on this anniversary over the continuing failure to locate and rescue the kidnapped Chibok schoolgirls, despite a global media campaign. On the positive side, the Nigerian cardinal said he has learnt that many of the people displaced from their homes by the Boko Haram militants when they overran large swathes of territory in northeastern Nigeria a couple of years ago are now returning to their villages because of recent advances by the military against the Boko Haram. He said the Islamic militants are now largely confined to the inner areas of the forest. The Catholic Peace Network's Pax Christi International and the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council issued a statement yesterday at the end of an international conference looking at changes in church practice and teaching on nonviolence and peacemaking. At the heart of the statement were the words, "We believe that there is no just war." Philippa Hitchin reports for Vatican Radio.
The statement presented at a press conference in the Vatican explores the gospel message of nonviolent activism and calls on Pope Francis to share with the world an encyclical on nonviolence and just peace. The appeal calls for nonviolent practice and strategies to be developed, promoted and taught in all church agencies, seminaries, parishes and educational institutes. It also calls on the church to no longer use or teach just war theory, which recognizes war as morally justifiable if a series of criteria can be met. Participants believe that modern methods of warfare make this impossible, and that too often the just war theory has been used to endorse rather than prevent or limit military action.
Economic Freedom Fighters leader Julius Malema has said that he loves South Africa more than he loves his party. Malema made the statement as a swipe at President Jacob Zuma while addressing a community meeting in Midlands, Soweto, yesterday. Zuma caused a stir last year when he said that he loved the African National Congress more than he loved the country. During his address, Malema declared that the president is not sorry for failing to uphold and defend the constitution. Despite this, the EFF leader told residents that he's not fighting anyone in the ANC, but rather fighting for the constitution.
"I don't care whether constitution is protected by DA or IFP or ANC. As long as you protect the constitution, you are my friend. Because I love South Africa more than political parties. I love South Africa more than the EFF. We don't love the EFF more than South Africa. We formed EFF out of love for South Africa."
And taking a look at the financial indicators, the rand is trading at 14.55 to the dollar, 20.65 to the pound, and 16.42 to the euro. On to your commodities, gold is trading at $1,230.49 an ounce, while Brent crude oil is trading at $43.12 a barrel. Recapping your top stories for this hour: Mexican bishop warns priests against accepting dirty money. And EFF leader says he loves South Africa more than his party. For Radio Veritas News, I am Mahadi Butilezi. We'll be right back.
And so today is the 20th anniversary of the opening of the TRC, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And so we remember that day.
Thank you.
song for Mandela and Tutu, and that's written by Paul Caldwell and performed here by Willamette University Choir. And it's a Hope for Resolution, where a song for Mandela and Tutu. In just a short while, we speak to Father Phuthi Makgabo. We'll talk about the liturgy at the ordination of Ntate Duncan Tsoke, which is, of course, going to be on the 30th of April, Sacred Heart College in Johannesburg Observatory, number 15 Exton Street. For more information, 011-402-6400, and speak to Ntate Odilon Molapo, 011-402-6400. All that coming up shortly.
Moms, are you pulling your hair out because it's that time of year? Well, with PenFlex, you can't go wrong. Our pens, highlighters, markers and rulers and pencil cases are the perfect match for your budget and will provide your child with a quality product. Our pens have been tried and tested and ensures a good lifespan and great comfort. So pop into a store today and reward your child with the stationery that they deserve. PenFlex, quality pens and markers.
Lenaneo la dira parloganyo mo stationeng sa gago Radio Veritas ke mo re gopodiwang gore motho ke motho ka batho ba bangwe gape rata mong ka wena fela jaaka o ithata jaano moreetsi repa le go itisa le nna Farakabelo KBK Mahemo every Sunday afternoon go tswa mo ureng ya bone go ya kwa ureng ya botlhano DPR show.
Radio Veritas, umsakazo weqiniso ikulethela izindaba ezimnandi.
And it's exactly 2:15 on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top.
Have you been missing out on your favorite Radio Veritas shows? Well, now you don't have to. We've teamed up with Iono FM to provide a free catch-up service that allows you to access them directly from your cell phone, PC, or tablet to listen to whenever and wherever you're ready. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. This will take you through to the page where you can select and play the show you missed or re-listen to something you heard on air and really enjoyed. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. You never have to miss out on your favorite shows with Radio Veritas. The good news for a change.
And so the 30th of April, we'll see the ordination of Auxiliary Bishop of Johannesburg, Duncan Tsoke. And this will be at Sacred Heart College. That's the school in Observatory, 15 Exton Street in Observatory. And so to discuss this with us on the line is Father Phuthi Makgabo, who will be talking really on the liturgy of an ordination of a bishop. Ntate Makgabo. So, Father Phuthi, this ordination happening on the 30th of April, I think perhaps the first question is, how different is the liturgy of the ordination of a bishop from that of an ordination of a priest, or should I say, from that of, you know, normal mass on a Sunday?
Oh, okay. I think if you make a difference between this one and the normal mass on a Sunday, it's a huge difference.
Yes.
Let me start firstly with a small difference between the ordination of a priest and the ordination of a bishop. Well, it's not very different. The rite of the ordination is basically the same, except when a priest is ordained, the question of whether the person is ready or not is asked from the people who prepared that person for the ordination. So the bishop will say, do you find this person worthy to be ordained, you see? But the bishop is different because the question is, do you have the mandate from the Holy See? That's where the difference is. And then the person who's going to respond will say, yes, we have the mandate. then the consecrating bishop will say, let it be read. Then it shall be read ordinarily in Latin, and then for us it will be in English as well. So that's the difference between the ordination of the priest and the bishop in as far as the rite of ordination is concerned.
Okay. And then from, as you say, that there is a big difference between a normal Mass on a Sunday and now the rite of ordination.
Yes, but in the fact that the rite itself is in the Mass, which you don't find on every Sunday.
Yes.
And the difference also being that you will realize we do not confess the creed, and there are no prayers of the faithful. You see. So that's what the difference is. Other than that, it is the same. But the rite of ordination is the main difference between the ordinary Mass on a Sunday and the Mass that we have for the ordination.
Yes. So the creed that we don't say, and we don't say the prayers of the faithful, actually, because we go straight after the Gloria into the rite of the ordination. Hello, Father Puti?
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am still here.
Now, Father Puti, I think let's talk about the 30th of April. Obviously, you are busy now preparing for this. What choir are we using for this? Do we have choirs that have come together from various parishes, or how is it going to happen?
Well, I can't really say which parishes in particular, but they are the choirs from the East Rand.
From East Rand, uh-huh.
Yes, those are the choirs that will be performing for us and celebrating the Mass with us on the day.
And this is because, of course, Ntate Duncan Tsoke is from the East Rand out in Daveyton.
Well, maybe it's a coincidence.
Well, I don't want to say, is it because they sing better than all the other deaneries?
Well, if it's a coincidence, it's beautiful, but I don't believe in coincidences. I think it was planned that way because it comes from that side, you know.
Yes. Now, yeah. Of course, Father, as part of the liturgy, we're looking at the priest vestments as well. Take us through that for the ordination of a bishop.
Well, the difference will be that you will notice that the main celebrant will be vested ordinarily with an altar and a chasuble and a stole. But the rest of the concelebrating bishops and the priest will be wearing an alb and a stole. That will be the difference in terms of the vestments. And because it's going to be a very huge contingency of priests, so they won't all be at the altar. There will be others who will be sitting right in front of the altar. As you can imagine how many priests are going to be there. So that's basically what you're going to see when you get there. The main celebrant will be right at the altar, and then the other ones will be given spaces just around the altar.
Yes. And the color of the day, what is it in terms of vestments?
The color of the day will be white. We will use white. Not ordinarily we use white for ordinations, and also because now is the season of Easter, so it makes a whole lot of sense.
Okay. So, of course, we're expecting lots of bishops to come through, but obviously you can only have one ordaining bishop. The bishop of the diocese where this bishop is being ordained.
Yes, you see, by law you need to have three bishops who are ordaining, but you have the main celebrant who is going to be the ordaining bishop. He has to have at least two bishops who are going to be ordaining with him. That is the minimum, three.
Yes. Okay, we've lost Father Puti Makgabo there. I think we'll just need to get him back again on the line. And so, discussing a few things in terms of the liturgy that you might or might not notice when you come to the ordination of Auxiliary Bishop of Johannesburg, Duncan Tsoke. And so just going through some of these and perhaps saying why is that being done that way. So we'll be connecting Father in just a short while here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. Yeah. And this is, of course, St. Mary's Young Adults Choir. And this one is just called Dipiri here on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. Now, Father Puti, you know, at an ordination of a priest, as you said, that, you know, the bishop, the ordaining bishop always asks the people, do you find him worthy? And so on. And then there's a point where he prostrates himself on the altar, and then the liturgy, the litany. Is sung.
Yes. Okay, now, that is going to take place, but actually I'm glad you raised that point, because this time the difference is going to be that he's going to prostrate himself as usual. Usually when we have an ordination, during the litany we kneel.
Yes.
But this time there won't be any kneeling because it is during Easter, so we don't kneel for the litany. So we'll be singing the litany while we're standing. But the one being ordained will still have to prostrate.
Okay, so everybody stands while the bishop-elect or the ordinant then prostrates himself on the altar.
That's correct.
Quite something to look forward to. And why no kneeling during Easter, Father?
Well, you see... It's a logical question. I don't really have a straight answer, but it shows the difference between the time where we are of Easter, the time of celebration of the resurrection of our Lord.
Yes.
That is why we are singing the litany standing, as in to sort of represent that resurrection.
Wow. Okay, so that's really something to look forward to. And I think it's really important for people to note these things when they really come to an ordination. What's different and why is it being done, I think is also the most important question as well.
Yes, and I think they also have to take note of the fact that, okay, I know they've heard of so many people who call themselves apostle whatever, and apostle this and apostle that. But I want them to take note that this is the real event where someone is being made an apostle. So when somebody is being ordained a bishop, you are an apostle. You become an apostle. You join the College of the Apostles, being the other bishops around the world.
Yes.
Not the self-proclaimed bishops or proclaimed apostles that we meet across town or whatever.
So there we are, the 30th of April, it's all happening. And Father, I feel that the liturgy will be vibrant. Can I say that?
Well, you can say that with a lot of confidence, believe me. It will be vibrant.
And starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it will end at about 12, right, Father?
Well, knowing my bishop, he will try for that.
So it will be done by 12, the actual ordination and so on, and then there'll be other festivities after the Mass.
That's correct.
Father Puti, anything else you'd like to add before we conclude?
Well, I would like to say to people, please come in your numbers. It is not every day that we have to witness the ordination of a bishop. You go to the ordinations of priests and deacons and everything. But you don't get an apostle being ordained every day, you see. So that's an event of its own magnificence and high magnitude, you see.
If you can just explain, Father, why you're saying an apostle. Obviously, you know, we have priests who are really representing Christ on earth. But then, as you say now, being ordained a bishop makes you an apostle.
It is by the ordination of a bishop, as you can see, is ordained by the other three bishops. So it's a sort of the lineage of...
Okay, I think we are having problems there. I think Father Puti, where he is, the signal is not so good. And so I think we'll have to do it again another time. But I really hope that you got the gist of it, that it's all the Catholic Church doesn't do things for the sake of doing them. But every little symbol has a meaning, and it has history, it has some tradition as well, and moreover, more than anything, it has a reason why it is being done at that time, in that place. That's exactly why we were talking to Father Puti about this, the liturgy of an ordination of a bishop. But technology, well, sometimes does that to us, doesn't it? It's 2:30 on Radio Veritas. And so this is a great song of vocations. And so, Ntate Duncan Zoke, we know that it's also your birthday. So have a great one. And we also play you this one.
I the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord.
If you leave.
Beautiful, John Michael Talbot, here I am, Lord, especially for Auxiliary Bishop of Johannesburg, Duncan Tsoke. Hello, Daisy.
Hello.
So tell me, daisies, are they, what color are daisies?
Hello.
Hello, what color are daisies?
It's got different colors.
Uh-huh.
There's different colors.
Like?
You get the red daisies, you get the yellow daisies.
Mm-hmm. And white daisies.
And white daisies, and lovely daisies, and good daisies, and spiritual daisies as well.
And daisies that celebrate their 70th birthdays.
Oh, it's you, Hanya. How are you, Hanya?
I'm great, thank you, Daisy. How are you?
I'm still going strong through the grace of Almighty.
Oh, yes. 70
because
years
he
of life.
A beautiful God is an awesome God.
He is.
And every day is a gift from him.
Now, tell me something. What are we celebrating? You say that every day is a gift from
him. We are celebrating my birthday today, Shania.
Yes. And
by God's grace.
The highlights in this beautiful life?
The highlights in my life is just to stay closer to God each day. Because without him, we can't do nothing.
Yes.
We can't do nothing without him. He is my first priority in life. He's the rock in my life, Hannah. And I thank him so much every day for the goodness and that he carried me so much to these 70 years. Yeah, so I'm so grateful for him because each morning when I get up, I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Daisy, I have a message for you. It says that we wish our mom a blessed 70th birthday today. We
yes.
are so grateful for having you still with us, Mommy. We love you always. May the Lord give you strength from day to day. And also, they would like to say to you, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear mommy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so, so, so much, Hanya. And may all God also bless you for the good work you are doing at Radio Veritas.
No, thank
and
you.
And Father
dear.
Emma as well.
And who's this message from? Can you guess?
The only thing I can guess it's from my daughter, Michelle.
Michelle? Okay, well, I'll tell you what it says. It says it's from Haley, Sebastian, Tessa, Mario, Michelle, you're right, and grandchildren.
Oh, that's beautiful, Hanya. I feel so highly blessed and so honored. His grace. Oh, he's just a wonderful God. If we must just look outside, stand outside and see the beauty of God, that's all. And once you have communion with him, then you have everything. Everything in life.
Nothing else, definitely.
He's a merciful God. Thank you so, so, so much, Hanya.
Now, Daisy, let's see. When we say hip hip, you say... And what song do I play you today?
Hey?
What song do I play you today?
Oh, the only hymn you can pray for me is Ave Maria.
Okay. Which tune?
If it's possible.
Which tune?
My wish for today. Tanya?
Yes, Daisy?
My wish for today, my mother.
Yes.
Yes.
And, okay, let's find an Ave Maria. I think, should we play Schubert or Bach?
Yes, yes. I think that one is also good, Hanya.
Okay, well, we'll definitely do that one. And so just because we can, we say again, hip, hip, and you say...
This is so beautiful. You know, that's a big thought in life, Hanya. Yes. It's not the beauty, it's not the gifts and the money and the things that count, only the small thoughts from your
true.
Children.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to see the flowers while we are still alive.
The daisies.
Not when we're not there anymore.
The daisies in all their colors.
Yes, it's a beautiful God, most merciful Jesus.
God bless you, Daisy, and I hope to speak to you soon when you turn 80.
Oh, yes, with God's grace, Hanya, because all the gifts and the graces and the health and the life comes from Him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, He's an awesome God, that sweet Jesus of us. I can't without Him.
You have a great day, Daisy.
Thank you so, so, so much, Kanya.
God bless you.
And you too.
Thank you. Bach Guno, Ave Maria, and that's at the Cathedral Singers. Let's see if we can raise Busiso Kumalo. Hey, Mdo, why are you doing that? Let's try his phone again. In fact, I think this is the third time I'm trying it. He'll be 12 tomorrow. Let's see if we can raise him.
Reach the mailbox of at the tone record your message, then press hash or hang up.
Hi Sbu, this is Khanya from Radio Veritas, and I'm calling you live on the radio because I was hoping to speak to you and find out how you are celebrating your birthday, but it's okay. because I have a message from your mom and dad who say that they love you very much. And they said, I must say to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dearest Buddha. Happy birthday to you. Yep, yep. Hooray. Yep, yep. Hooray.
I'm flying out tomorrow, I'm going to America.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'ma tell them about your stories. Tell them everything you taught me. Tell them everything you taught me. Tell them about your stories. Tell them everything you taught me. Everything you taught me.
Malume, there's a song, Casper Nyoveste, with Mahotela Queens, and it's just called Malume. 13 minutes to 3 o'clock is the time here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And so in a short while, we'll be joining Benny Marlin for our Easter Thought. Not before we hear what Olinda Orlando has to say in our Living Easter feature. And then after 3 o'clock, of course, we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And then on the other side of that, we'll look at some of the highlights today in history and just some of the highlights, really. And I have something called racial harmony that I think you need to hear in light of the various things that are happening in our country. And we know that racism is rearing its ugly head it always tries to rear its ugly head, I should say. And so that's coming up. And then after 4 o'clock, of course, you have Father Brian Mhlanga, and his show is Changing Gear, and that's between 4 and 5:30 this afternoon.
Living Easter, a prayer for each day. Loving and merciful God, may the Easter fires of this season set my heart aflame and be the fire that starts others in this world. Hold my heart close and sing your love to me, so my doubts don't fill my head and make me afraid. May I recognize your face in those around me and enter into their wounds. Give me the gift of your compassion, Lord, to love them as you love me. Amen.
Among yourselves, charity at all times, St. Eugene Mazinot says. This is Mlamoli Temba from St. Peter Clever Parish. You're listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change, 576 AM.
So don't forget, tonight at the parish of St. Martin de Porres in Craigall Park, it's the very first show of Captain Noah and his floating zoo, or Noah to the Rainbow's End, and that's at 7:30. Tickets will cost you 80 rand plus 5 litre bottle of water if you're an adult, or for kids under 12 it's 25 rand plus a 5 litre bottle of water. And so that's tonight, and then tomorrow it's at 7 o'clock at the same parish as St. Martin de Porres in Craigall. And then next Friday, the 22nd, at 7:30 again, and they have a morning matinee, afternoon matinee, Saturday matinee at 2 o'clock on the 23rd of April. And then the very last show will be on the 23rd at 7 p.m. So if you can make tonight or tomorrow evening, then you still have next week, Friday and Saturday. But for more information, speak to Joy Donovan, and the number is 072-357-9966. That's 072-357-9966. Tomorrow at Charles Bard Stadium in Brakpan, the East Rand Deanery, or the Far East Rand Deanery, is having its Deanery Day, where all Catholic parishes in the Far East are joining together to celebrate a family day in this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. It's at Charles Bart Stadium in Brakpan, corner of Prince George Avenue and Gardiner Avenue in Brakpan. And it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning with Mass celebrated by Archbishop Buti Tlhakgale at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then on the 23rd of April, next Saturday, there will be a talk on Pope Francis' this exhortation of Pope Francis, Amoris Laetitia, The Joy of Love, which has now been published, and so it's not really anticipated. It has been published and it's there. And the theme or the emphasis will be on love in marriage and the spirituality of marriage and the family. And this is next Saturday, the 23rd of April, in the small hall of the Chancery. For more information, speak to Mahadi Butelezi, 083-992-0387. 083-992-0387. And of course, the 30th of April, we'll see the ordination of Auxiliary Bishop Monsignor Duncan Tsoke in Johannesburg, Sacred Heart College, 15 Exton Street in Observatory, and we will actually broadcast this live on Radio Veritas. On the same day, Masisilas and Paul will be performing two concerts at Broncos Parade Sports Center, one at 12 noon and one at 6 p.m. Tickets are 120 rand. And for more information, Liam Pangela, 082-222-3513. 082-222-3513. And of course, at Museum Africa, we still continue to exhibit beautiful artworks by the Blessed Isidore Bakanja Parish Community Art Project. And so they're exhibiting the works of Thabo Motsoeki, beautiful artworks that you can get there. For more information, you can speak to Koli, and the number is 079-721-3736. 079-721-3736. We join Benny Marlin now for our Easter thought.
Greetings again, my friend. I'm Bernie Mullen with a thought for your day. My shanty soul, with its rusting holes, battles in your constant wind, unable to withstand the knocking of your full-brought rain and your full-lit Easter sun that furrows and filters into all the corrugations of my past and carefully seeps and shines into the center of my being. Your water floods my harsh resistance. Your Easter light permeates my being and frees me with your new life dreams. Your risen joy, your freely given for my completion. Easter's the great healing event because it moves us into a new kind of existence and gives all our human weakness and frailty great worth. Jesus rose from suffering and death, not only in a physical sense, but in a complete sense of being. Jesus completed his human life and entered into a new way of relationship that no longer depended just on physical reality. Jesus, after his resurrection, brought himself to us in the most complete way, the way of the kingdom, the way of love, and the way of light, and the way of sustained healing. So what is it that the Easter light of Jesus heals? We read in the Gospels of how Jesus renewed his presence and entered the life of those he left behind in a glorified and wondrous way. I think the first healing was the conversion of great sorrow into joy. But I think this joy was by no means immediate. It was joy grown from the dawning of truth. Truth takes time to hatch in us, to become in us, and to mature in us. Jesus has to keep knocking at our shabby, blind attitudes and to wash them away with true peace and joy. Jesus revealed his new life to the women who had come with their spices to dress his body. They had all faced their own journey into complete darkness. They had brought their darkness and sorrow to the tomb with them. In a way, they came to bury themselves there with Jesus. they came to end what was known. They experienced the death of their own life as they knew it, and grew in the darkness of faith, and then rose with him in pure and wondrous joy and amazement. Life began to make new sense. After their own resurrection and healing into joy, the immediate reaction was to give the good news and the joy to others. This is what Jesus does in us. He makes joy infectious. Joy is a sign of love's presence in us. The Lord is my Easter light. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the healing of his being and leads me into the quietness of truth, where my spirit is transformed. He gives me new life. He guides me in the light of his presence, as he promised. Even if I go through the deepness, darkness of doubt, I will not despair, Lord, for you are in me. Your light will always protect me. You prepare a feast of joy for me, while my enemies of faith can see me. You welcome me as your beloved one, and shine my life to the brim. I know your glory and love will be in me all my life, and your heart will be my heart for as long as I live. The Lord is my Easter light. I have everything I need. This is Bernie Mullen, hoping that your joy in the Lord is great.
Let us now join together in reciting the Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Hello everyone, this is Bishop Kevin Dowling from Rustenburg and you are listening to Radio Veritas. I'm a listener, I've also participated many times with interviews and so forth. It's always been a wonderful gift and privilege to talk to you and to share my journey and experiences. So I wish you every blessing in life as you listen to Radio Veritas and be touched by good news.
Are you interested in learning more about art? The Blessed Isidore Bakanja Community Engagement Art Project invites you to a walkabout section at the Museum Africa in Newtown, Johannesburg, with the artist himself, Thabo Motsepe. During the month of March and April, Thabo will conduct walkabout educational sessions and give a three-day practical workshop at the museum to art enthusiasts. To book a session for your learners, parish or community, contact Koli on 079-721-3736. That's Koli on 079-721-3736.
Here are the seven spiritual works of mercy: to counsel the doubtful, instruct the ignorant, admonish sinners, comfort the afflicted, forgive offences, bear patiently those who do us ill, pray for the living and the dead.
Have you been missing out on your favorite Radio Veritas shows? Well, now you don't have to. We've teamed up with Iono FM to provide a free catch-up service that allows you to access them directly from your cell phone, PC, or tablet to listen to whenever and wherever you're ready. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. This will take you through to the page where you can select and play the show you missed or re-listen to something you heard on air and really enjoyed. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. You never have to miss out on your favorite shows with Radio Veritas. The good news for a change.
And it's a 3:15 here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top, with me, Khanya Didabe.
I'm Archbishop Stephen Brislin from Cape Town. You are tuned into Radio Veritas. Good news for a change.
And so on this 20th anniversary of the opening of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, let's remind ourselves through song, three songs that will be a triple play, that no matter whether you are black or white, we are all one body in Christ.
One. breath, if my gifts be filled. Oh, you are my body, you're my hands and feet. Speak my word of life to everyone you meet. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the vine, no sap. I am the way, the truth, the life. Believe in me, have eternal life.
We are one body in Christ. And we do not stand alone. We are one body in Christ. And he came that we might have
Hi, this is Helen Mube from Moya Parish in Tembisa. You are listening to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you good news for a change.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand, we will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand, and together we'll spread the news that God is in. They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Thank you.
are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
I'm Paul Feller from the Catholic Institute of Education, based in the City of Gold, on Radio Veritas, where you always hear the good news.
Dream, don't give up, chase it. I did. Africa rises.
Oh yes, we are one on this 20th anniversary of the opening of the TRC, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, reminding ourselves no matter what color or what complexion, what color of your skin is, it does not matter. We're all South Africans, we're all Africans, and we are one. And that concluding that triple play there was Black Coffee with Ziggs Bantwini, of course, off that album Africa Rising, live in Durban. And before that, by Our Love for King and Country, and number one in the triple play was John Michael Talbot, We Are One Body. This is still Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And so I hope that's also gotten you into that mood for our dance this afternoon. Are you ready for it? That's coming up later.
Hello, I'm Ernie Christie, all the way from tropical North Queensland in a place called Townsville. It is a pleasure to be here at Radio Veritas, where you really do hear the good news.
And of course, a few other things that are happening in the church. The 14th of May, we'll see Catholic Men's Forum in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg getting together at St. Peter Claver Parish in Pimville, Soweto. And this will be, more than anything, a prayer in celebration. No, celebration in prayer. And they'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning. And for more information, speak to Basil Mokotedi, 076-622-9351. That's Dr. Basil Mokotedi, 076-622-9351. The night before that, at the parish of St. Albert in Fosloras, there will be a revival, pre-Pentecost revival, and this will start at 6 in the evening on the 13th of May. So if you can mark those in your calendar and be there. Out in Soweto, the parish of St. Angelus is doing a fun day. They're hosting a fun day on the 2nd of May. And the parish is not far from Kopanong Hall, for those that know Dobsonville a little. And for more information, you can speak to Beauty Tsukudu, and her number is 073-025-7830. And the purpose of this fun day is to raise funds for a young priest who will be ordained on in July 2016. For more information, speak to me, Beauty Tsukudu, 073-025-7830. It's 3:30 here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and I hope you're now ready for our dance. On the other side of that, we'll hear about our saint.
I belong to Jesus. I'm dying. the 15th of April, we remember Blessed Caesar de Bus. He lived from 1544 to 1607. Like so many of us, Caesar struggled with the decision about what to do with his life. After completing his Jesuit education, he had difficulty settling between a military and a literary career. He wrote some plays, but ultimately settled for life in the army and at court. For a time, life was going rather smoothly for the engaging, well-to-do young Frenchman. He was confident he had made the right choice. That was until he saw firsthand the realities of battle, including the St. Bartholomew's Day massacres of French Protestants in 1572. He fell seriously ill and found himself reviewing his priorities, including his spiritual life. By the time he had recovered, Caesar had resolved to become a priest. Following his ordination in 1582, he undertook special pastoral work, teaching the catechism to ordinary people living in neglected, rural, out-of-the-way places. His efforts were badly needed and well received. Working with his cousin, Caesar developed a program of family catechesis. The goal? To ward off heresy among the people, met the approval of local bishops. Out of these efforts grew a new religious congregation, the Fathers of Christian Doctrine. One of Caesar's works, Instructions for the Family on the Four Parts of the Roman Catechism, was published 60 years after his death. He was beatified in 1975. Family catechesis is a familiar term in parish life today, grounded in the certainty that children learn their faith first from their parents. Programs that deepen parental involvement in religious education multiply everywhere. There were no such programs in Caesar's day until he saw a need and created them. Other needs abound in our parishes, and it's up to us to respond by finding ways to fill them or by joining in already established efforts.
Thank you.
we glorify your name. Hillsong on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And so today is the 15th of April, the 106th day of the year, since this is a leap year. And we only have 260 days remaining until the end of this year. In ancient Latvia, they celebrate what is called a Dipsa Diena. And in Hawaii today, it's Father Damien Day. And of course, you know Father Damien, also known as St. Damien of Molokai. He died today in the year 1889. In India, they celebrate what is known as Baisakhi. In North Korea, they celebrate Arirang Festival. That is in Arirang, in North Korea, where they celebrate Arirang Festival to commemorate Kim Il-sung's birth. And as you heard, we also remember Caesar de Bus today in the church. And it was on this day in the year 1865 when Andrew Johnson became the 17th U.S. president after the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. And of course, it was on this day in the year 1912 when that... I think most people have seen this, and you will relate to it, even though you were not there. And this is the story of Titanic, and it was on this day in the year 1912 when the Titanic actually sank. The RMS Titanic sank in the North Atlantic after hitting an iceberg 2.5 hours earlier. In fact, it was the previous day. And as we know, more than 1,500 lives were lost as a result of that. It was on this day, 1912, when the Titanic sank. This British passenger liner, 1,500 lives are lost in that, and 1,000 others saved. It was also on this day in the year 1923 when insulin was discovered by Canadian doctor Frederick Banting, made also available for general use by diabetics. So, you know, Dr. Frederick Banting, you now have Banting diet, right? That diet that's full of high protein, named after him. 1954 today, that's when the ANC member Walter Sisulu acted as a speaker at a meeting of the organization held in Sophia Town, Johannesburg. And this was in defiance against forced removal of black people in places earmarked for whites only. And so Sisulu urged the blacks not to allow themselves to be removed from the western areas. And this came after a series of legislation was enacted aimed at segregating black and white residential areas. And of course, as we know, that didn't help much, because the same year, on the 26th of June, that's when those bulldozers drove into Sophia Town and started bulldozing those houses. Still on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m., and this is Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top, with me, Khanya Ditabe. And it was also on this day in the year 1978. Remember that man, Matthews Motshwara Teu? He had just been allowed into the racially exclusive South African Amateur Athletics Union. And on this day in the year 1978, he broke the 5,000-meter record in Stellenbosch, so entering the annals of South African athletics. Motshwara Teu was born in 1958 on November the 2nd in Johannesburg, and apparently his talent for athletics became apparent in his primary school years, which he spent at Isaacson Primary in Soweto. He apparently had a peculiar way of running that made it look like he was about to fall over at any moment. This led him to being called, or to be given the nickname, Loop and Fall, or Walk and Fall. He matriculated at Siyana Marena High School in Mapetla, and then he started running for the East Rand Propriety Mines. And so on this day in 1978, he entered the books of South African athletics when he broke the national 5,000 meter record at Kutzenberg Stadium in Stellenbosch. He remained one of the country's greatest medal and long distance runners until a hamstring injury at the age of 40 hampered his career. And so, because he couldn't run anymore, he had to find a job. And so he found work as a second-hand car dealer. He unfortunately died in 2002 when he was shot in a robbery. And so it was on this day in the year 1996 when the Truth and Reconciliation Commission under Chairman Archbishop Desmond Tutu began its formal hearings in East London City Hall. The South African TRC was set up by the Government of National Unity, the democratic government since 1994, to help deal with violations of human rights during the apartheid era. The commission heard testimonies from all members of South African society about political crimes, about violence, and about human rights abuses that had not been disclosed. And so the commission was charged with the responsibility to prosecute alleged perpetrators or grant amnesty. And as we know, the TRC consisted of different committees, namely the Human Rights Violations, the Reparation and Rehabilitation Committee, and the Amnesty Committee as well.
A piano is one of our most beautiful instruments. Resonating long, deep bass or sharp staccato notes. When masterfully played, it can make us laugh, cry, or celebrate. It has 52 white and 36 black keys. And together, they make magic. Remove a color, and the music quickly fades. Scales become incomplete, and melodies muted. Like the notes of a piano, may our black and white voices be raised across the land, singing a new song of peace, unity, and celebrating diversity. Say yes to a rainbow nation. Brought to you by the Association of Christian Media. Visit www.acm.org.za.
And we continue to pray for our country as we ask the Lord to bless our country and our continent.
Thank you.
So as we pray for our country, and that's the national anthem of South Africa. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Leonardo da Vinci, Italian Renaissance polymath, born today in 1452 and died in 1519. Head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Joseph, died today in the year 1652. Belgian missionary Father Damien, I told you about him, he died today in the year 1889. And so in Hawaii, it's called Father Damien Day. Was a member, he was a priest, a Roman Catholic priest from Belgium, and member of the Congregation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mary, a missionary religious order. He was canonized in 2009 by Pope Benedict XVI after being beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1995. And so a big day indeed in Hawaii today, but his feast day is actually only in May, on the 10th of May. It's 5 minutes to 4 o'clock here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and time for us to look at our prayer circle for today.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering.
And so all the intentions that were sent through to Radio Veritas today, all those that were called in, and all the intentions mentioned by Shayla today, the various people that are celebrating their birthdays today, and their anniversaries as well. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. So for all these intentions and the intentions we have in our own hearts right now, Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Between 4:30 and 5 today, being a Friday, you'll be listening to Father Brian Mhlanga. Hello, Father Brian.
Hi, Khanya, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Father?
I'm good. Looking forward to my weekend.
You're looking forward to the weekend?
Indeed.
I'm looking forward to this show.
Very interesting show. Today we're discussing the TRC, the outcomes of the TRC, and has it achieved its purpose, and what was its mandate? And
yes.
We're trying to see, is South Africa indeed the rainbow nation, or we're just trying to, lie to one another?
And who are we speaking to about this?
We're speaking to Father Simangaliso Mkhatshwa.
Yes.
And he's been a very prominent Catholic clergyman that has worked in government. He's worked, before he went into the new government administration, he worked with the giants like Father Albert Nolan to overturn that unjust system of apartheid that we have.
Yes.
And now he's somewhere and we'll be hearing it. We want to get his comments on what this whole TRC was about. Was it just one of those box exercises that we should just, you know, have and move on? Or, you know, we want to understand, because given what we witnessed a few months ago with the whole Penny Sparrow thing,
yes,
does it really indicate that as a nation we are really very broken people, and we still have those divides that make us fear one another and have prejudice. Actually.
Well, I know that Father Mkhatswa was responsible for organizing security when Mandela was released.
Very true. So you see, priests can be multitaskers.
Yes. So priest and security, and now discussing reconciliation. Well, he's got that moral regeneration project
true.
That he runs as well.
That's correct. Yeah.
That should be able to say, perhaps, even from that point of view, of moral regeneration of our country.
True.
Well, Father, we look forward to it. And so from me, Khanya Ditabe, for now, Yahaola, Yah, Yah.